Pray for us for just a little while in Hebrews chapter number 4. And if you will, stand with us, and we want to read just a few very familiar verses of Scripture and trust that God will take it and bless it. And if you're here tonight and you need something from the Lord, I trust that you'll just call upon Him. Notice now the Bible says in verse number 14 of Hebrews chapter number 4, the Bible says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Let us all bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we bow once again, God, to give you praise and glory and honor, because thou art so worthy tonight. Lord, thank you, God, that thou art God, and besides thee, there's none other. I thank you, our Heavenly Father, that we've been able to let us come back to the house of the Lord just one more time. And I pray tonight, God, that you'll take the singing and bless it, Lord, according to thy will. Lord, take every act of fellowship, every handshake, every prayer request, Lord, and may you just breathe upon it and answer it according to thy will. And then, Lord, as we now have read the verses of Scripture, God, that you've laid upon our heart, God, I pray that you'll strengthen us and help us now and hide us behind the cross of Calvary, Lord, that people might see Christ and Him, the darling Son of God. I pray tonight now, Lord, that you'll speak through us. And if somebody, God, that needs help, I pray, God, that you'll speak to that heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I certainly do appreciate each and every one of you as we've come this way. I appreciate your kindness, and I just appreciate being able to be with God's people. And I hope that we can certainly be a blessing to you as we come to be with you. But notice as the writer here was writing, and he began to mention, of course, about Jesus Christ being our great high priest. And he mentioned it, he alluded to it, of course, over in chapter 3, verse 1, about the Lord Jesus Christ, the great high priest. And then now he begins to, and from here and through the ending of chapter number 10, he really begins to look at a lot of different things concerning the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly I'm glad tonight, thank God, that we've got one that has, as the Scripture says here, passed into the heavens, seated at the right hand of the Father tonight. And brother, he's making intercession for us. And because of that, we have direct access, thank God, to His throne room of grace. And that's what he's saying there in the latter part of verse number 16. He tells us that we might come boldly. And I'm glad that we can come. That word boldly just simply tells us to come with full confidence to the throne of grace, that we might get the mercy that we need, and then, thank God, have grace that we need, and thank God to help us in the time of need. So I want to use that for a thought tonight for just a little while, is grace, thank God, to help in a time of need. Amen. I want you to know tonight that certainly all of us need, we've all got different needs, and we all have need every day of the Lord as we go to Him in holy prayer. I don't know about you, but I see more my need every day that I live here upon his footstool. So I'm glad tonight that I can go to him, and brother, he certainly knows what I have need of, and he's able to supply that need as the Bible teaches us. So if you're here tonight, and I hope that if you have a need and only between you and God knows that, then I hope that you'll bring that need unto his throne room of grace, and certainly he'll take care of that need. But I want to use for just a little while this subject and try to look at just a few thoughts as I thought about this all day in our studies, and I thought about what some things that we could look at, brother, that we could certainly say that some different ones brother has need tonight. And the first thing that, of course, I thought about, brother, where that my friend, that old condemned sinner, he needs help from God, doesn't he? And brothers, we begin to think about brother, the lost sinner that's lost without God. Brother, we find that the scriptures teaches us and tells us, brother, that certainly he's under the condemnation of God. And notice now over in John's Gospel, chapter number 3, brother, you know what the scriptures very well tell us, brother, about the sinner being under the condemnation of God. Notice what the Bible says in St. John chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse number 17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, of that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be made reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Brothers, we begin to think, first of all, my friend, about a lost sinner being condemned and guilty, brother, before the throne of God. Brother, there ain't not one human being, my friend, that can stand before Almighty God and claim to be righteous outside of the righteousness of the Son of God. I had no righteousness, my friend, and I could do nothing to become righteous. I could not produce enough righteousness, brother, within my own self in order to stand approved to in the sight of Almighty God. So my friend, I'm glad that God sent his only begotten Son, brother, into this world. Thank God to do that I could not do. And that was to become the perfect redeeming sacrifice. Thank God, and make a payment, my friend, for my sin. You see, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I couldn't produce righteousness, so therefore I had to have somebody, my friend, that could do it for me. But thank God there was a man named Jesus Christ. And brother, that was God's righteousness. Thank God, and I'm glad tonight, my friend, that God took the righteousness of his only begotten Son. And brother, he gave it to me. And now, thank God, I can stand righteous in the sight of a holy God tonight. And guess what? I'm not condemned anymore. Yes, I used to be condemned under the penalty of sin. It demanded, my friend, that I should die and make the payment on that. My friend, but hallelujah to God. Ain't you glad, my friend, brother, that God so loved you that he gave his son at the old rugged cross? Thank God it took your place tonight. No wonder I can rejoice and shout hallelujah tonight, my friend, and not be condemned. The Bible says, my friend, over there in, I believe it is Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation out of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So tonight, my friend, since I've got saved by the grace of God, I'm glad I can stand and rejoice knowing I'm not condemned anymore to die under the penalty of sin. So hallelujah tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God, let's rejoice that we're not condemned. But tonight, if you're sitting there as a lost sinner without God, there's help for you. And thank God if you'll come, brother, to God's throne of grace, my friend, he'll supply what you stand in need of tonight. And thank God for the light, brother, that shined in one day and showed me I was lost and undone without him. And brother, that darkness fled away, and the penalty of sin, that my friend, was lifted off of me. And I'm shouting hallelujah tonight. Thank God, whom the Son sets free, you're free indeed tonight. So tonight, my friend, if you're condemned as a sinner, thank God there's help for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, there's help. The Bible said, for that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever, my friend, call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, that's help tonight, my friend. I look at a woman in John chapter number 8, my friend, that was taken in the very act of adultery, and they brought her before Christ, and my friend, they accused her before the Son of God, and he reached down and he began to write, my friend, and he looked up at him and said, those among you that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And he reached down and began to write some more, and they began to leave, from the eldest to the youngest. And Jesus looked up again, and they was all gone, and the woman was still standing there. And Jesus said, where are those thine accusers? And she said, they ain't near, they're gone. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Notice, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Boy, ain't you glad tonight that through the blood that was shed, the righteousness of the Son of God, we're not condemned anymore. I can stand righteous just as though I had never sinned. I don't understand it, but I'm enjoying it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. An old ungodly, condemned sinner at one time, I got help one day. Praise God, and he can help you tonight if you stand in need. And I see something else, my friend, about help from the throne of grace. I see, my friend, in the scriptures, brother, where a converted saint can get help. Preacher, what are you getting at? I notice what the Bible says, my friend, about the word convert. It just simply means, brother, to restore back, or my friend, to bring back from a sin, such as St. Luke chapter number 22, brother, where that Christ was speaking unto Peter there, and he said, Satan has desired to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail thee not. Aren't you glad we got one that prayed for us? Thank God in St. John chapter 17, he said, I pray not only for these, but all them that'll believe on you and trust you, he says. Well, I'm glad he prayed for me. But notice what he told Peter. He said, when thou art converted, he said, strengthen the brethren. And even though old Peter done wrong later on in denying the Lord three times, and then finally said, I'm a going fishing, he had to be a 100% Baptist, is all I can say. He went fishing. But boys, I'll tell you one thing, thank God when he came back, he came back with a backbone of a soul log and stood and preached, thank God, on the day of Pentecost, and told them how they needed to repent. Preacher, what are you getting at? Thank God, I'm glad that even though sometimes we may not be what we ought to be, but there's grace in a time of need for saints that needs to be restored back to fellowship with God. Thank God tonight, I'm glad there's help. Hallelujah. Boy, ain't you glad for that? Notice what the Bible said in Psalms 22 and verse number 11. Be not far from me. There's trouble all around. Help me, he says. Notice in Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3, he says, I'll look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Woo! My help comes from the Lord. Boss, I know. Thank God where my strength is. I know where my help comes from. I appreciate encouragement from my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God for the help of those. But boss, I'm glad there's help from above. Hallelujah. Then he goes on and look at Psalms number 121 and verses, I believe it is, along about the first few verses, once again talking about my friend, help from above, from the Lord. And then also you can see brother where that he talks also in Psalms 124 and verse number 8, he says, my help is from the Lord. So my friend, if you're here tonight and you need help, thank God there's a throne of grace tonight. My friend, where God says, I've got all kinds of help. I've got everything you need. As a child of God, as a saint, thank God he can help you. Hallelujah. Now notice what something else he uses about the word convert. In James chapter number 5, very familiar verse of scripture. James chapter number 5. And verse number 19, brethren, that's talking to you and me. brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that we which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Preacher, what are you getting at? I'm saying this, my friend. They, some saints of God, brother, they get off on the wrong track. And my friend, they need help. And there might be someone here tonight that you know of somebody that has gotten off on the wrong track on something. And you might be the very one that God can work through and use to go to them and help them be brought back, my friend, to the right track once again. Boys, let me tell you something. There's help at the throne of grace, and God's got it for you to give to you. To go help that person find his way back once again. Hallelujah. Yes, many of you probably think of some. My friend, that I used to go for God, but somewhere along the line, they got derailed or got sidetracked. And maybe God can use you, brother, to bring them back, restore them back, brother, back where they need to be for the glory of God. Oh, there ain't nothing no better than helping somebody that needs help tonight. Then I thought about somebody else. My friend, that we could say that I certainly could need help tonight from the throne of grace. And that's, my friend, for those, brother, that may be confused about service. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying tonight, my friend, we're living in a world full of confusion tonight. On every hand you look, brother, there's so much confusion that is on every way. People don't know which or who to believe. People don't know which way to go. Which way's the right way? Which way's the wrong way? People don't know why you. I've heard some say, well, preacher, I would do something, but I just don't know what God wants me to do, or something like that. And many's confused about their service. I want you to know, my friend, I'm glad. Thank God that God got a hold of me one day. Not only saved me by his grace, and I got help from being condemned. And not only, my friend, thank God did he help me, my friend, from the sins that I used to be in and brought me back. But thank God, I'm glad he settled me in the service of God, and I know where I'm supposed to be, and that's being a member of a Bible-believing local New Testament church, serving him. Thank God on this walk of life, and preaching the gospel, and pastoring a local church. There's no doubt about it. I'm not confused about that tonight. I'm glad I know where I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, there ain't nothing no better. Knowing you're right where God wants you to be. Boy, I'm reminded of a man in the scriptures. He done what God wanted him to do, and Jezebel got after him. Oh, Elijah. Boy, I'll tell you what, my friend, he run. But boy, I'll tell you one thing. He got where he needed to be with God, And brother, I want you to know, thank God, he got by the brook. And brother, he was there waiting, just waiting for orders from headquarters. Preacher, what do you say? Boy, I want you to know tonight, thank God, I want to do what God wants me to do. And brother, he's big enough to let me know. And glory to God, he's big enough to let you know tonight. And you don't have to be confused about your service for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And you know, the Bible says also in another place, God, in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, my friend, that puts a lot of this stuff in its place, don't it? Rather, we see this TV religious crowd type, that's confusion, the multitudes. We see these big religious fellows going all over the world, confusing the multitudes. But boys, I'll tell you one thing tonight, my friend, if the Spirit of God's in it, it won't go against that book. Thank God, it'll line up with the Word of God. And that's why I preach against this TV religious crowd, this Hollywood crowd that's trying to deceive people, my friend, into a religious way of thinking. God ordained the local church, thank God, and that's the way it'll be until he comes. Glory to God. A lot of that crowd, well, I don't mean to get off on that stuff. I don't want you to think I'm mean. That's all right. My friend, that crowd, they'll sit on television, my friend, and they want you to stay at home away from the house of God and watch them instead of supporting your local church. Everything, and I know you're not like that, but boy, you'll be surprised at the many people that's been took in by this Benny Hinn hand-clapping outfit. My friend, that has deceived the multitudes, confused people from one end to the other of this country. The Spirit of God will not mess you up. It'll straighten you out. Glory to God, I feel good. Boy, I'll never forget when I got saved. One of the fellows I used to run in the world with, he told me, he said, my mother works at the state hospital up here in Marion. Said my mother's a nurse up there and says that she sees all kinds of mental cases comes in. That's been messed up on religion. I want you to know, thank God, I didn't get religion. I got all-time salvation. Woo, by the grace of God. And they ain't sent a straitjacket for me yet. Amen. I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. And don't you forget that. I'm a fool for Christ's sake. Thank God I'm acting all right. What about you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. I'm not confused. God got a hold of me and set me straight. Amen. And the Spirit of God will do people the same way. He won't mess them up. He won't confuse them. Thank God, they'll have a mind that's full of peace and soundness, and a heart full of love, as the Scriptures teaches us. Oh, thank God, my friend, for the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as we began to think, just a little bit further, and I've got to hurry on. I think about just a little bit further. Brothers, we think about some that needs help from the throne of grace. My friend, I began to think, brother, about a man over in St. Luke chapter number 15, and we know him as the prodigal son. Now look at him, my friend, that needed help as a conflicted son. Preacher, what are you getting at? Now you look at him, my friend. One day, brother, he come to age. I believe, brothers, he come to age. No doubt he was wrestling, brother, with that old flesh, that old conflict, brother, that was rising up in him, that allured him. He said, I want you to give me what's mine. And his daddy gave him, my friend, what rightfully belonged unto him. And he went out and wasted his substance on righteous living. My friend, slumped the hogs in the hog pen. And brother lived in the bright lights of the world through the allurements of the lust of the flesh. There was a conflict. I want you to know tonight, my friend, as long as we're in this old body, there's going to be a warfare between the flesh and the Spirit of God. But I want you to know, thank God, if we'll yield unto the Spirit of God and walk with Him and live for God. If you'll walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't have to give in, my friend, to that conflict. That's what this man done. He give in and went out for a period of time. And then, boy, the Bible said that he came to himself. And he said, as he began to think back, how many of my father's house, these hard servants, have bread enough, and I'm here and I'm starving and I'm in need and I'm wanting something. Yeah. Oh, he knew where he could get something. Amen. He knew where he could get help. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll just get out of this mess and I'll go back to my father's house. He's got what I need. And boys, he arose, and the father seen him come a great way off, and he ran to him, no doubt, grabbed him by the neck, whoa, and said, Daddy, it's good to be home. I'm here. I know you've got what I need. Let us approach the throne of grace. He's got what you need. Hallelujah. Amen. The conflict as a son, he got what he needed. Amen. You know, I heard a story one time, and I guess it's true, but this preacher asked this old Indian about him being a Christian. He said, oh, yeah. He says, but inside of me, he said, there's two dogs a-fighting. He said, there's a white dog and there's a black dog. The preacher asked him, said, well, which one wins? He said, the one I feed the most. If you want to feed that old nature on the lust of the flesh and the things of this world, you're going to have problems. But boy, if you'll stay with God, walk with God, live for God, be faithful to God, Thank God you can have victory. Hallelujah. You don't have to be overcome of the conflict that rages on the inside. And then conflict on the outside. Look at it. That old Pharisaical elder brother come along and said, "Why, my daddy never done nothing like that for me. And why, I've been here. I've been a goody two shoes. I've been good and I've done good. And my daddy ain't never done nothing like that for me." See, there was a conflict on the outside. But I'll tell you what, thank God, if you'll stay with the Lord and walk with Him, you can have victory. But what about you tonight? Do you need help from the throne of grace? He's got it for you. He's got it for you. Let us bow our heads.